844.
It was 8 years ago that our world changed dramatically here in the United States, and that's everywhere in the United States, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's tough not to think about what it was like that day, where you were, what your thoughts were, and the pure shock and ultimately, probably, among some of you, the anger over how could this happen? What happened? Who dropped the ball? Where are we now, 8 years later? Do you feel safer? You have to ask yourself that question. When you get on a plane, do you think about it? Do you feel like things have been put in place in motion to stop the people who, let's face it, now are on a roll and would like nothing better than to do something else, I think, in the United States? Hasn't happened so far. But with some of the things that are happening, I think, as regards to Guantanamo and interrogation techniques and the CIA getting blasted and all that other sort of stuff, I think it makes it that much tougher for the people in the game of trying to get information and trying to break terror cells both in the United States and outside of our borders. It makes it real tough when their hands are tied. So here's the scoop. Leon Panetta knows this. It's been a rough ride, especially in the last 6 or 7 months for the CIA, and the morale still is pretty low. So Panetta, who is now famous for his emails encouraging the staff members, sent one out to mark the 8th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks because of all the scrutiny over the enhanced interrogation techniques used on the detainees and questions about who should be responsible and held responsible, and also sharing information with the FBI and other federal agencies. He kind of sent an email out, not kind of, he did send an email out to rally the troops. I just wanted to give you a little part of that email in case you haven't heard about it. You know, it's interesting how these things always leak out, or I guess it could be public information, though, after that, but somebody did initially leak it. And he starts off and he says, "Tomorrow our nation as a whole remembers those lost was 8 years ago. For the men and the women of the CIA, September 11th is a constant, powerful incentive in the war against Al-Qaeda and its violent sympathizers. Our agency is at the center of the fight. We have no higher priority or greater focus." And then he goes through the email and he says, "It is difficult, hazardous work, but your skill, dedication, and valor make good on our responsibility, not only to the memory of those who perished on September 11th, but to their families and to all Americans. We will never forget their sacrifice. We will never rest." I like this part. "We will never rest until we have brought those responsible for this tragedy to justice." Now, if you remember that day when everybody was scrambling, first in New York, when there was the realization a plane just went through a building, oh my God, a second plane has gone through, then you knew it was terrorism. The networks were scrambling all over the place to get information out. And, of course, for everybody, that was pretty much the source, anybody outside of New York, unless you were right there at where it was happening. And what was the response? What was the United States going to do? Who's responsible? That's who's safe, how many people are making it out, all that sort of stuff became big headlines. And, of course, how do we help the people who have been touched by this tragedy? That was another thing that happened as a result of those who perished in the buildings, in the field, and in the Pentagon, and then ultimately remembering the people as heroes, especially the people on the flight, where that plane could have gone into another building in Washington, but instead went down in a field and luckily didn't kill anybody on the ground. The president was at a school and, of course, was caught off guard when this happened. Here's what he said, if you remember seeing him on television that day.
"Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. unfortunately will be going back to Washington after my remarks. Secretary Rod Paige and Lieutenant Governor will take the podium and discuss education. I do want to thank the folks here at Booker Elementary School for their hospitality. Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
All right, and of course, there was a moment of silence after that as well, and I think you just, somewhere in your heart today, just take a moment to remember those people, because the tragedy, I mean, 3,000 people, and as I said when I first jumped on the air, the tentacles and of how many people it really touched is much, much more than that. A couple of quick personal notes. I was in New York when it happened. It was shocking. It was very, very hard to talk to the people on the radio. We were doing Sports Center. I was doing sports at a very big, big, big station, WFAN in New York, and we suspended all sports conversation. There was no talking about the Giants or the Jets or what was going on in the world of hockey or any other sport. It just was off, game off. And, of course, sports, they were suspended as well, baseball, et cetera. And people jammed the phone lines because everybody was distraught and they were reaching out and trying to find a way to, I don't know, feel better, feel clarity, whatever the word is. So it was tough. It was tough to hear that, but maybe it was cathartic for me, I guess, in a way. And sometime in a future show, I will play a little slice of that for you. But my mother, who worked as somebody who was putting people in jobs in the government, was trying to find people work, had a young man, a young military guy, who was trying to get in at the Pentagon and would call her and call her and, Mrs. Laney, you got to help me and see what you can do, and would send his resume and all that other sort of stuff. And finally, she had gotten him into the Pentagon, and do you know that he was one of the people killed as a result of that plane that flew into the Pentagon? Very, very, very sad, sad stories from the Pentagon and from the field in Shanksville, people trying to stop, of course, that plane from flying into D.C., and the pictures of people running over the bridge, just really, really, really a horrible thing for all of us to live through. So just remember, and this is why I always say this, you live life, because these people perished. They didn't know that day when they went to work, when they were getting a cup of coffee, when they just happened to be downtown at the wrong, or in the Wall Street District at the wrong time, that they would get caught in that melee. Who knew? Because it was a beautiful, clear, sunny day, just another day where we were moving about through our lives. I was reading the sports page. You were probably getting up doing something else. Who knows? But just remember those people at some point during the day, and the fight is definitely far from over. Much more to come. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Kate, swinging for the fences with you here across America on ATN. Oh, this next guest is going to be a lot of fun. For a couple of different reasons. One, we're going to talk about something that is being considered the Waxman-Markey Energy Tax Bill, which most people, you know, we start to talk about the issue, start to talk about things that will really kill us and send us into poverty, and then people are always asking me, what's the name of that again? I need to write to somebody. So we're going to dive into that. But also, today, there's the announcement from Washington that it just takes one little prick, one little stick of the needle, that is, for the H1N1 virus, the vaccine. But what about all those giant headlines that we saw and everybody talking about 50% of us were going to get the swine flu and how many of us were going to drop dead as a result of it? If you go to this website, junkscience.com, it's awesome. It dispels so much of the information that's out there that is strictly misinformation. We are happy to welcome the publisher, Steve Malloy, to ATN. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about that swine flu thing first. I thought it was great. When I went to your website today, I was actually talking to someone back east about this, about the whole, I keep calling it the swine flu. I hate that right. H1N1. But you had some great information that really knocked down some of the dramatic headlines that we heard. And the first thing that you talked about is Australia, because their flu season is winding down. What was initially announced about how many people were going to catch the swine flu and what dramatic things were going to happen to them in Australia?
I can't remember the exact numbers. You know, we've been living under this fear of swine flu now for how long? 6 months?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be just, you know, thousands of us dying. There was huge panic earlier in the year. And just none of this has come true. And you know, it's actually been longer than that. It's actually been several years that the U.S. has been living under the cloud of, you know, some sort of killer flu. And it's just never materialized. And, you know, we've got this whole flu industry out there. They can't wait until we just all drop dead from it. But it's just not happening.
Yeah, no kidding. I say that all the time. Somebody told me, a former Canadian health minister said, it's just a hoax. It's just kind of a hoax. Yes,
well,
there is a variety. There is a strain of it. We know that.
Yeah.
But there are other influences that have have been worse than swine flu.
Oh, yeah, your standard seasonal flu, I mean, kills, you know, tens of thousands of Americans every year, and, it's, you know, it's terrible, but no one has gotten too wound up about it. But, you know, now with the H1N1, we've just lost our minds. So,
yeah, no
I don't
kidding.
Know, I guess it's just part of 21st century America.
That's true, no kidding. We want to talk about climate, and we want to talk about this, that, you know, obviously the climate bill, we know a lot of people are opposed to it. What were the latest numbers? 35% of Americans favor the climate change bill, but 40% are opposed to it. And the people who are against it are definitely much more stronger. They do some great research. They call the show all the time, and they are armed to bear with the facts. We have such a bad feeling about this. What ultimately do you see happening with the whole in the whole climate game?
Well, the most recent news is that healthcare has just completely overwhelmed the Democrats in Congress, and so they're not sure whether they're going to be able to get a climate bill going this fall. You know, they wanted to have something so that maybe President Obama could go to Copenhagen in December. Copenhagen is where the next round of the United Nations international treaty negotiations are going to be. But the Democrats have overwhelmed themselves with health care, so they're not sure there's going to be enough time. So we'll have to see. I find it hard to believe that the environmentalists will let the Democrats get away with no bill this fall. But I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, specifically, you know, I mentioned this, the Waxman-Markey energy tax bill. For people who don't know, what do you think that would do if that were enacted?
Well, do a number of things. Most people talk about it just in terms of the energy tax, and what we're talking about maybe is Congress would make electricity $9 trillion more expensive between 2012 and 2050. It's a lot of money. These are costs that would be forced upon utilities, since utilities just don't have that much money lying around, not in petty cash or they can't even pay for that out of profits. They'd have to raise rates dramatically. So depending on where you are in America and what source of fuel is used to produce your electricity, you could see your electric bill going up from 50 to 100% or more. The highest rates would be seen probably in the flyover states where there's a lot of coal use. So that's, you know, that's just sort of the start. I think that What the bill would do would be to establish an entire sort of regime for the environmentalists to control virtually every aspect of our lives based on the myth that man-made emissions of carbon dioxide are destroying the planet. I mean, these are people that want to tell you where to live, where to work, how many children you can have, what kind of car you can drive. In California, they're already working on what color car you can drive, how much energy you can use, how much water you can have, what sort of food you should be eating. It's just the whole, you know, virtually every aspect of our lives they want to control through CO2 caps.
Yeah, so scary when you think of it, too. It's a great sleight of hand. If you can keep pumping buzzwords, global warming, here's what's happening, show the glaciers on the tube, whatever, and try to, for people who don't know, to try to get them to buy into this. But I think it's, as you say, besides the control, of course they want to control it because they want to make the big bucks on the whole energy deal, right?
Well, yeah, there's really two agendas going on. First, you've got the green agenda. You know, we, at the end of the Cold War, we threw these people out the window red and they walked back in the front door green. And then you've got the people that are trying to make money while they can, off things like global warming. You got, you know, big companies like General Electric. General Electric wants a federal law requiring electric utilities to buy its windmills and solar panels, and you know, forcing consumers to pay for more expensive appliances that don't really do anything. You got Goldman Sachs and the rest of Wall Street. Goldman Sachs owns the exchanges where carbon allowances issued under Waxman-Markey would be traded. Of course, then you have people like Al Gore. Al Gore is a partner of a venture capital firm. They have invested $1.5 billion in about 60 companies that stand to benefit from cap and trade. So there's, you know, you got those two generals. You got the political one and the financial one. And, you know, they both rely on squeezing consumers and taxpayers.
Yeah, and Copenhagen is the big showdown. I think there's going to be a lot of protests there, and it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Yeah, that's going to be in December. That's the Greens want a follow up to the Kyoto Protocol. They'd like to get the U.S. involved in a treaty. You got the international aspect of this is that you've got the sort of global governance, which is kind of a green theme. Plus, you have the Europeans. You know, they want to. Our economy is just way too competitive for them, so they want to hamper us by forcing us into a international global warming treaty, which will make energy more expensive over here and make us less competitive. The Chinese and Indians and Mexicans and other countries in the developing world would love to get their hands on money from U.S. taxpayers. President Obama would love to send U.S. taxpayer money abroad. There's a lot going on, and it's really unfortunate that the American taxpayers and consumers are being targeted like this by the rest of the world. But yeah, that's why we got to fight this.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. Steve, you were a great guest. Can we have you on again?
Sure, anytime.
Excellent. And you've got a book out too, a good book, Green Hell. It's got a lot of the stuff we talked about in it.
Yeah, Green Hell: How Environmentalists Plan to Control Your Life and What You Do to Stop Them. It tells you what green is all about, and hopefully describes why it's so important to stop these people.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Malloy, you have a good one. Thanks for hanging late with us.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, it's funny. In talking to Steve about the whole green issue, one of the things that came out today was something from France where actually Sarkozy now, the president of France, is talking about a carbon tax on imports. And a couple of people obviously would balk at this. And part of the reason why is because this carbon tax would block so many who do business there. It's a sort of a new charge on fossil fuel products in France. And he's saying he's not going to accept a system that imports products from countries that don't respect the rules on carbon emission reductions. And this is a big, giant shot across the bow, if you will. And some European countries, like Italy, for one, they say it would be pretty catastrophic for them. China, India, a whole bunch of others, not to mention the good old USA. Stay with us, odds and ends on the flip side.